actually met you briefly at Leah's house. Her daughter has cerebral palsy.
She's doing well now.
Yes. So my husband's got early onset dementia, and I need a carer to help me at home. Could you help, please?
Of course. We can have a carer there in about 2 hours.
2 hours is great.
Can I have your address?
Call on Claire.
What's on our this year's Melbourne Royal Show?
Loads more animals.
Big and small.
Show bags and carnival rides.
More fun for all.
Super dogs.
And a new motocross show.
And more farm experiences to explore.
A feast of food and fireworks.
There's more off the dock for sure.
All of this and so much more at the 2024 Melbourne Royal Show.
Family pass, just $99.
On now until 6th of October. Tickets at royalshow.com.au.
Does the whole family love Oporto? Then feed them all with the Oporto Family Burger Meal. Two single Bondi burgers, two kids burgers, family-sized chips and drinks for just $34.95. Oporto, oh yeah.
Hey, comedy star Jason Alexander here. You can get almost anything on Uber Eats, like Chook, Snags, and Chewy. Is this a joke?
Get almost anything on Uber Eats.
Hi, it's Matt here with my fresh picks of the week. The Australian asparagus season continues and we're seeing excellent quality bunches. When choosing asparagus, look for spears that are firm and bright. Baby cucumbers are good value right now and perfect for spring. While blackberry quality remains excellent thanks to ideal conditions in growing regions. And finally, organic fruit and veg is looking great. And organic Dutch cream potatoes are my pick of the week. That's your Fresh Market Update.
Vittoria Instant Coffee. Now available in 400 grams. Only at Coles. Vittoria Coffee. An instant classic.
Kiss Melbourne Traffic.
G'day there. Pole repair works in Carlton North Cemetery Road. East westbound at Swanston Street. The right-hand lane closed. Speeds down to 40. Works in Carrum Downs. Balanta Road closed eastbound at Frankston down the wrong road. And at the Western Port Highway. Just for good measure. Give it all a miss and take Hall Road. Slow down for a speed trap today as well. At Gaffney Street, Pasco Vale. Care for your pet with Healthy Pets Plus. Members enjoy all standard consultations and annual vaccinations at Green Cross Vets plus more. Search Healthy Pets Plus. T&C apply. That's the stuff stopping Melbourne traffic with Carl and Jackie on the morning. Weekdays from 6 on KISS 101.1.
Build strength, improve your metabolism and reduce body weight. Get started at Fernwood Fitness today and receive the Aston RX Metabolic Reboot Program valued at $500. T's and C's apply.
KISS 101.1.
The Lions waking up winners. Hey there, I'm Alana Riley.
Your news now.
Brisbane's been named the 2024 AFL Premiers, taking out their first flag in more than 20 years. The Lions fly back into Queensland this afternoon for a local fan day after downing the Sydney Swans by 60 points. I'll have more details in sport. Overseas, the US President's issued a statement after Hezbollah confirmed its leader, Hassan Nasrallah, was killed in an Israeli airstrike. Joe Biden says the death is a measure of justice. A rescue rocket's on its way to the International Space Station, a new step towards getting two stranded astronauts back to Earth. The American pair were originally meant to be back in June after a 10-day mission, but aren't expected to return until February due to safety issues on their original return vessel. And chocolate lovers could soon see a hit to the hip pocket with prices set to rise, global cocoa supplies reportedly at their lowest level since the early 2000s. Your sport check in a sec.
Ready, steady, Sheridan. If you're planning to build your dream home, you can rely on Sheridan Homes as your builder of choice. Visit SheridanHomes.com.au.
The Lions admit it's been a season like no other, taking out their first AFL premiership in more than 20 years after finishing outside the top four. Brisbane making up for their loss in last year's decider to down Sydney by 60 points at the MCG. And in tennis, Jannik Sinner could be facing a 2-year suspension after the World Anti-Doping Agency launched an appeal against its ruling on two positive tests earlier this year. The 23-year-old says it's not something he expected. The Kiss Cast is next.
Selling or leasing? Speak to your local Barry Plant agent today. With Barry Plant Real Estate, your home is in safe hands.
Showers developing around Melbourne today and climbing to 19 degrees. There'll be some cloud around and wind easing for some parts too. The wet weather should clear up to kick off your week tomorrow though. Partly cloudy with tops of 19 again. A slight chance of a shower in the late morning.
ready. Let's go.
Explore more of the USA with United Airlines. Direct flights from Sydney, Melbourne, and Brisbane. Mwah. 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 Kiss.
Kiss.
Hey, mate.
Good morning, my neighbor.
Yes, sir.
I'm talking.
Let's go, let's go, let's go.
Oh, yeah. Let me tell you.
Good morning.
That remains to be seen.
Chris Page and Amy Gerard in the morning.
Hey, good morning, everyone. Happy Sunday.
Happy Sunday.
Amy saw you doing your regular Sunday morning shuffle in here in the building.
I holding, have to do the Harry Holt
holding
to
one
the toilet.
In. What is it with you and Sunday morning? Why do we start the show with your toilet
with my bowels?
Things every Sunday? What
I
is
don't
it?
Know. It's, you know what it is? Because I can't function without a coffee.
Yeah.
And so the minute I get in the car, I drive to the coffee shop, I get my coffee, and then I drive into the studio.
Why does coffee always jar something loose? Because it's like that for everyone.
It's something to do with the caffeine and warm milk, I think.
Right.
And so by the time I'm here in the studio, I am like headbutting cloth. And I am like, I will shoulder charge somebody to get to the toilet quicker.
It's just seat warmer, I reckon, as well in the car. That couldn't help. That's got to just get everything moving as well, the seat warmer.
I didn't even have it on.
Have you ever had a colonic irrigation?
I actually have heard of it. I've never had one done, but I've heard they're amazing.
I know someone who had one.
Yeah.
And it's a clear tube that goes in there, right? So you see what comes out and you're like, you're literally full of crap, right?
Oh,
and
God.
You see it come out and it's like this stuff. And my mate who got it said, you feel lighter.
Yeah.
You feel empty.
Hollow.
I know. And you go, oh my God, I hate to think what's in there.
Yeah. Well,
I'll do it if you do it.
Should we live stream from getting a clonic?
I don't know
if people want to hear that.
I feel Kyle and Jackie O have that sort of thing cornered. I don't know. We'll.
I'd love to get one, grass. Though, and report back.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah?
No, I'm into it.
Double dare ya.
All right. I'll tell you what we are going to do today, though. You told me a story, and you're going to share it with everyone in just a couple of minutes about a friend of you. Look, it involves OnlyFans and someone you know. This is crazy. And if you were in this situation, I don't know what I'd do. And we are going to speak to someone as well who does some OnlyFans because the story behind this is incredible. Look, we'll tell you all about it. We'll come back. Three songs time. Keep it here. Chris Page and Amy Gerard in the morning. This is Miles Smith and Stargazing on Kiss. Happy Sunday.
Happy Sunday.
Time stood still, just like a photograph you made me feel. Like this will last forever looking in your eyes. I see my whole life. Oh, they say you know it, but you know it, and I know. Oh, promise that you'll hold me close, don't let me go.
perfect vision. You thought I couldn't last without you, but I'm lasting. You thought that I would die without you, but I'm living. Thought that I would fail without you, but I'm on top. Thought it would be over by now, but it won't stop. Thought that I would self-destruct, but I'm still here. Even in my years to come, I'm still gonna be here. I'm a survivor. I'm not gonna give up. I'm not gonna stop. I'm gonna work harder. I'm a survivor. I'm gonna make it. I am a survivor. Keep on surviving. Of happiness.
I'm better than that.
I'm not gonna blast you on the radio.
I'm better than that.
I'm not gonna lie to you and your family.
I'm better than that.
I'm not gonna hate you in the magazine.
I'm better than that.
I'm not gonna compromise my Christianity.
I'm better than
you
that.
You know I'm not gonna diss you on the internet. Cause my mama taught me better.
Here on Kiss with Chris Page and Amy Gerard in the morning. All right, Gerard, you blew my mind. You actually blurted this out quite casually.
No, it wasn't casually. It was like I needed to get it off my chest. I have a girlfriend who has a girlfriend, right? There's a bit of distance between me and said mum. And this mum is a mother to two daughters. Her 18-year-old daughter, who normally works as a barista, has recently joined OnlyFans. Now, comes from a really nice family in a really nice neighborhood, in a nice suburb, a great upbringing, really close with her mum and dad. But she's a beautiful girl.
And that's bad, isn't it? When you say someone's doing OnlyFans, you think they're trash and from a bad family
I don't ever want to stereotype them like that. But you kind of think, how did this come about? Anyway, she's fallen in with the wrong or the right group of other girls, and they're all kind of good looking, right? They're good looking girls. They're well endowed and whatnot. Anyway, she's on OnlyFans.
And they're making content.
And they're making content
with
together.
With each other.
Okay. Yes.
At eight. Now, wow, you're 18.
At 18.
Your old daughter.
Yes. And the thing is, her mum has kind of said, listen, you cannot be doing this under our roof. You've also got a younger sister. I need this to stop. And she's gone, I'm not stopping. I'll move out. And
well, she'd have the cash to move out.
She can now. Yeah, she can. She can move out because she's making bank. The money is so lucrative. And I can absolutely understand the appeal. And I have no issues with OnlyFans. Let me get that on the record. I have no issue with it. But I struggle for this mum because I myself have a daughter and
I reckon you'd have an issue if it was your daughter, Charlie, saying, yeah.
Yeah, and I just...
Mainly because she's 10 years old.
But, she's not even 10, she's 8. Yeah. But yes.
Yeah. Hypothetically, yes.
If she's 18, you'd be
mortified.
If she came to me at 18 and said, Mum, I'm making girl-on-girl content for the internet, I would say, can we sit down and have a chat about this? And are there not other options we can explore and ways for you to make money?
Well, you said your friend's friend's daughter was, there are other options. She was a barista
crap. Crap money,
obviously.
Working long hours. I get it. I'm saying I get it. But I would be heartbroken if Charlie came to me and said that.
I've got two boys and I can't really imagine, because I don't think it's, guys on OnlyFans isn't really
I don't think they make bank.
There's probably couple stuff, but no one's paying to watch like one guy sitting there, you know.
Right?
No one wants to see that. Do they? So this girl, did the parents find out or did they busted
her? The parents found out. She's no longer living with them, but the mum has kind of come to the realization that she doesn't want to lose her daughter, so she's staying in contact with her, obviously. And she's just hoping that in a few years' time, she'll kind of come back to her.
So she's a good girl
every
other way. Like, she's not doing drugs or anything?
I think this is her concern. I think certain things can lead to other things. And you
slippery slope.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right? And you get mixed up with the wrong type of people and men fly you from X places to X places, and then you can get caught up in the whole party scene. And it can go one of two ways. You could also use it as a platform, do it for a couple of years, make bank, get yourself ahead, create a really great lifestyle for yourself, and then fall back on a career that you used to have.
Well, there's a woman who's doing that, and I think we should talk to her this morning because I want to know a bit more about why an 18-year-old girl from a nice family in a nice area would want to do girl-on-girl stuff on OnlyFans. So this lady we're going to talk to, her name is Minky Minna. She's on the Gold Coast. She's 23 years old.
Yep.
And pretty much what you said, I feel like this is what she's doing. She's studying psychology at university and doing this stuff on OnlyFans and making an absolute fortune.
Yeah.
Like I'm talking $30,000 in a week.
Oh, just, I can't even wrap my head around. This is the thing. I am not against OnlyFans. More power to the women.
Yeah.
I would struggle if my daughter wanted to do it. And I don't know, maybe that's a me issue. Like maybe that makes me a bit of a walking contradiction. I don't know how I would wrap my head around it, but I would struggle.
Let's have a chat to her. I've got a number here. Yes. We'll come back in two songs. And we're not going to get down and dirty too much. It's just, I want to know about the money. I want to know about the thinking. I want to know if her parents know.
Yes, I want to know what her parents think.
Okay, we'll come back with Minky Minna, the OnlyFans star, in just a few minutes here on Chris Page and Amy Gerard in the morning. This is Lucas Graham and 7 years on Kiss.
Once I was 7 years old, my mama told me, go make yourself some friends or you'll be lonely. Once I was 7 years old. It was a big, big world, but we thought we were bigger. Pushing each other to the limits, we were learning quicker. By 11, smoking herb and drinking burning liquor. Never rich, so we were out to make that steady bigger. Once I was 11 years old, my daddy told me, go get yourself a wife or you'll be lonely. Once I was 11 years old. So I started writing songs, I started writing stories. Something about that glory just always seemed to bore me. Cause only those I really love will ever really know me. Once I was 20 years old, my story got told. Before the morning sun when life was lonely. Once I was 20 years old. I only see my goals, I don't believe. Cause I know the smallest voices, they can make it major. I got my boys with me, at least those in favor. And if we don't meet before I leave, I hope I'll see you later. Once I was 20 years old, my story got told. I was frightened about everything I saw before me. Once I was 20 years old. Soon we'll be 30 years old. Our songs have been sold. We've traveled around the world and we're still roaming. Soon we'll be 30 years old. I'm still learning about life. My woman brought children for me, so I can sing them all my songs and I can tell them stories. Most of my boys are with me, some are still out seeking glory, and some I had to leave behind. My brother, I'm still savvy. Soon I'll be 60 years old. My daddy got 61. Remember life and then your life becomes a better one. I made a man so happy when I wrote a letter once. I hope my children come and visit. Yourself some friends or you'll be lonely. Once I was 7 years old. Once I was 7 years old.
Melbourne's number one hit music station.
Kiss 101.1.
In my heart when it all comes crashing down. Anytime I hear your name out in public, there's a place that I go. Every time that you're in town, it's just me in my nights, in my stomach. And it's true, it wasn't easy.
Kygo and Ava Max here on Kiss with Chris Page and Amy Gerard in the morning. Amy, you blew me away with that story about your friend's friend and her 18-year-old daughter who is making a fortune on OnlyFans. She's loving it because she was a barista and now she's making huge bank and drives a Range Rover after a couple of months.
Looking back.
Yeah, we wanted to find out, well, what might have been going through her mind and what the benefits of doing this are. And I've got an OnlyFans creator on the line from the Gold Coast. She's 23 years old. Her name is Minky Minna. And if you want to check her out, it's Minky underscore Minna on Instagram and OnlyFans. She joins us right now. Minky, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
How are you?
I'm good.
Thank you so much for joining us. I have 1,001,001 questions, but I'm going to have to keep it really short and sweet. How are you liking OnlyFans? Like, you're obviously creating some really great content and you're making a lot of money. Is it something that you just kind of fell into?
Yeah, so I am actually a uni student, and as you guys, I'm sure, are probably aware, uni students are usually very broke. And so, as I was, a very broke uni student, and I had this girlfriend, and she was like, oh, I'm making like $5,000 a month doing OnlyFans, and I was like, oh, and, you know, I'd heard of it before, and I did have a bit of a social media following, and I thought, oh, well, like, what's the harm? I'll just jump on this and see, and I think, God, I made double that in my first week, and really went from there. And I was like, "Wow, this is a real thing." And then,
how good was that phone call to your girlfriend? Going, "Hey, sorry, did you say you made $5,000 a month?" Oh, yeah,
I doubled
that in the first week. So,
yeah, no, it was good. It was definitely like I've never experienced anything like that before, so it was definitely a big life shift for me.
And I think this is the big part of why it's so appealing to so many young women. You know, my friend's daughter, she was earning, you know, like $600 a week working, you know, 8 hours some day. And now, similar to you, she's, you know, she bought a Range Rover within 6 months. She's currently overseas in America somewhere, and it's created a lifestyle for her that she would never have been able to afford otherwise. So it would be hard to ever kind of pull back from that, right?
I mean, it's definitely a lifestyle adjustment.
Yeah.
And I suppose, you know, with any industry that is based on your looks, there obviously is a deadline for that. So I think it is still really important to have a backup. But, you know, while you've got it, it's amazing. It's definitely a blessing.
Can I ask another question? Have you told your parents? Like, do your parents know that you do
this? Yeah, they do. Absolutely.
Are they fine with it?
Yeah, they're so fine with it.
That's great.
My parents, I'm very, very grateful. They're very accepting. They just want me to do, you know, what makes me happy. I was able to give my mum a car, so that was definitely
bonus. Well done. Keep it up, daughter.
I'm more worried about your dad than your mum. What have you given your dad?
No, my dad was very on board with it. They're both, like, very spiritual hippies. They were like, oh, my God, this is great, you know. Look at the lifestyle you're able to create for yourself. They just want me to be happy. So
you're up on the Goldie. They're down in Mullumbimby, right?
my dad actually lives in Byron Bay. Close.
Yes, there you nice. Go. There we go. Yeah.
Just finally, and please do not take this question in a judgmental way, but I want to ask something that I know, and I'm sure you know, that there's people listening right now who would be judging you and going, that's a, you know, that's not the right way to live your life. And, you know, and people, you know, someone who goes to church on a Sunday doesn't agree with what
you do. People judge me all the time, and I'm not even on OnlyFans.
And you're not even on OnlyFans. Do you ever have any self doubt or any regrets? Do you ever wake up in the middle of the night and think, I wish I wasn't doing this? Or are you 100% comfortable with it all the time?
I'm 100% comfortable with it. I think through my degree, studying for 6 years, doing work on yourself basically every day, you kind of get to a point where you're like, what other people think is up to them.
Yeah.
I can't control what anyone thinks.
That's right.
And I think a lot of hatefulness comes, you know, I don't get hate on my posts ever unless I'm posting something that I've achieved. So I think a lot of hate, and with anything on the internet,
it's jealousy. It's
jealousy. It always is.
Yeah. Oh, good on you. I'm so glad that was the answer.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, if you'd said, oh, no, I hate myself, it's just really good money.
No, imagine. I was like, no, I wake up every day and I write. No.
Yeah, good, good.
Yeah. Not at all.
Well, it's Minky Minna, yes. Minky_Minna on Instagram and OnlyFans. If you want to check out Minky, I recommend it.
Yeah, and you sound so lovely.
You are lovely. They're all the questions we can ask you on the radio, Minky. We have to go to a break on air here. Can we? I've got a few more. Quick questions.
Go
to a break here on the radio? Can we ask you a few more questions and we can put it just on our podcast because there's different rules about what we can talk about on our podcast. So can you hang on for 1 second and we'll go to a break and we've got a few more questions for you.
Yep, no worries.
Amazing.
Chris Page and Amy Gerard in the morning on Kiss.
Kyle and Jackie O in the morning.
We are live in Los Angeles.
We have an Aussie that lives in LA. We found Eva. You've been living over here for like 20 years. We're going to play a game today with your sister back home, who we're about to get up on Zoom.
How long since you've seen her?
It's been 5 years. Do you ever FaceTime her, or is this going to be...
We FaceTime every now and then.
Yeah.
But it's not the same. How good would it be if we just swung that door open behind me and she was standing there?
That would be...
It's a miracle. Your sister's here. Look, this is all nice that we've reunited you guys today. You can catch up with your sister, but we don't like that you've spent so much time apart. United Airlines brought you over here, and not only that, they're also willing to give your whole family free return tickets to come and visit so you can reunite together as a family.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. You guys are amazing.
Like... We know.
Make up your own mind.
Kyle and Jackie O in the morning.
Weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m.
Kiss 101.1.
Explore more of the USA with United Airlines. Direct flights from Sydney and Melbourne.
Keep it Kiss all weekend.
Hey, I'm Ed Sheeran.
Hey, it's Taylor Swift.
This is Guy Sebastian.
Hi, everybody. Pink here.
Hey, guys, I'm Justin Bieber.
Search Kiss on iHeartRadio.
The Target Big Brand Toy Sale is now on. Get 20% off toys from their favourites like Lego, Barbie, Hot Wheels and more. Hurry, the Target Big Brand Toy Sale ends October 9. T's and C's apply. See online and in-store for details.
Don't miss out. Mimosa Homes Double Advantage promotion is on now. Save big and build the home you've always wanted with premium upgrades like higher ceilings, stunning kitchen benchtops and more. Plus, the first 250 buyers get up to 50% off fixed site costs. Hurry, these savings are limited, and once they're gone, they're gone. Visit one of Mimosa Homes' 50 display centres across Melbourne today and secure double the savings before it's too late. T's and C's apply.
Mimosa Homes.
At Officeworks, it's possible on your Intel AI PC. Work, play and create with unmatched performance. Get an Intel Core Ultra PC from $1,797. We won't be beaten on price with our price beat guarantee. Exclusions apply.
Victoria, the SEC is back. I'm here with the wind for comment. Go ahead, wind. So you're saying the SEC is investing in renewable energy like wind, solar and storage and supporting us to go electric at home? Oh, so they'll help reduce energy bills, drive down emissions and create jobs. Thanks, wind. Keep up the great work. SEC, powering Victoria for Victorians. secvictoria.com.au. Authorised by the Victorian Government, Melbourne.
How about this? Buy new and used cars from all around the country and get it financed all in one place.
Yeah, but what about drive off in no time, use the CompBank app to find and finance your dream car?
Love that.
Thanks.
But no.
Forget the jingle. Find and finance your dream car all in one place. Search cars in the CompBank app. Applications are subject to credit approval. Eligibility criteria, terms and conditions apply.
Hi, it's Matt here with my fresh picks of the week.
The Australian asparagus season continues and we're seeing excellent quality bunches. When choosing asparagus, look for spears that are firm and bright. Baby cucumbers are good value right now and perfect for spring. While blackberry quality remains excellent thanks to ideal conditions in growing regions. And finally, organic fruit and veg is looking great. And organic Dutch cream potatoes are my pick of the week. That's your Fresh Market Update.
Hey Ben, are you sure it's a good time to build a new house?
Yep, absolutely. Henley's house prices are amazing and we're saving a further $40,000 on luxury upgrades, our facade, flooring and a battery.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah, it's the Henley Big Sale.
Wait, where are you going?
To get Chloe and visit Henley.
The Henley Big Sale. Save up to $40,000 on luxury upgrades, flooring, facades or a battery for any new home built. Henley Homes, backed by a $7 billion parent.
With so many holiday homes on Booking.com, there are so many Tina Fey's I could be. Surfing Tina at a beach villa. Is that a shark? Or channel surfing Tina in an apartment. Ooh, shark show. Book whoever you want to be. Booking.com, booking. Yeah.
Does your to-do list live rent-free in your head? Airtasker has you covered. The app where you can hire the right person to do any task. From steaming carpets to moving house to hanging paintings to painting chicken coops. Get more done with Airtasker.
When life gets messy, switch to One, the only laundry system with 4-in-1 quad power technology to fight over 100 tough stains first wash. Look for the teal pack on special at Coles today. Only One gets laundry done.
This year's Melbourne Caravan and Camping Leisure Fest has more than ever.
An adventure zone, the RV Master Stage, an off-grid campground and kids zone.
Let's get going.
Sandown Racecourse, October 3 to 6. Tickets at caravanshow.com.au. Start here, go anywhere.
Lisa, how do you feel about some of Australian Unity's health insurance benefits, like dental and remedial massage?
Ooh, worth it.
Accident cover?
Duh, worth it.
Chiro?
Worth it.
Optical?
Totally worth it.
Teeth whitening?
Worth it.
6 weeks free when you sign up.
Seriously? Worth it.
It's useful for all you do. Search Australian Unity Health Insurance.
Worth it.
6 weeks free offer ends 30 September. New members only. T's and C's apply.
Now you can reserve an Uber ride in advance, which is fabulous if you're going to that work function tonight. You'll be able to reserve an Uber ride for 1 hour and 30 minutes after you arrive. Because you know that's when Janine from finance will corner you for a quick chat.
Hello.
Boring you senseless with endless photos of her cat, Terry. And one photo of her husband you can never unsee. Reserve that Uber ride and leave before she makes eye contact. Reserve now, ride later with Uber.
Hi, it's Kyle and Jackie O here. If you love all the latest celebrity goss, we have the podcast perfect for you.
It's our own news where you'll get the latest from the celebrity world.
Kyle and Jackie's own news podcast. Press follow in whatever podcast app you're on to stay up to date.
Yes.
Victoria Instant Coffee. Now available in 400 grams. Only at Coles. Victoria Coffee. An instant classic.
Melbourne traffic.
G'day there. Got some waterworks have now flown up in South Yarra. Turak Road eastbound at Rockley Road. The left-hand lane closed. Speeds down to 40. Pole repair works as well in Carlton North. Cemetery Road east westbound at Swanson Street. The right-hand lane closed. Speeds again at 40. No issues in and around the CBD. Barely clear on the major freeways. Do you DFO? The Big Brand sale ends today with up to 70% off Big Brands DFO Essendon, Barabin, South Wharf and Uni Hill. Visit dfo.com.au for more. That's the stuff stopping Melbourne traffic with Kyle and Jackie on the morning weekdays from 6 on KISS 101.1.
Chris Page and Amy Gerard in the morning on KISS.
Music Station.
Kiss 101.1.
While you're about rolling my ass.
I want your leather studded kiss in the sun.
Lady Gaga here on Kiss with Chris Page and Amy Gerard in the morning. Looking forward to seeing her in the Joker sequel. It's coming out in a couple of weeks.
Is she the new Margot Robbie?
She was Harley Quinn in the other one. So she's with Joaquin Phoenix in the new one. Apparently it's a musical, one. It looks cool.
I'm
going to check it out. Maybe Coldplay is more your speed if you want some music.
Sure. I love
Live
Coldplay.
Live in concert. We are sending you to Coldplay, not just a couple of tickets. We got a whole row.
Yeah.
At Coldplay for you and your friends. Keep it on after 10 to win. Coldplay's brand new album, Moon Music, will be released October 4. You can pre-order the album now at coldplay.com. Coming up in two songs, Amy's friends found God. And it's beautiful.
It is beautiful.
It's wonderful. That is next. Chris Page and Amy Gerard on Kiss.
For a lifetime, you're playing my mind. I'm the lucky one to have you by my side. Love on replay. It's with
number one
hit music station.
Kiss 101.1.
Let me tell you. You my little boo thing. So I'll give a hoot what you do say, girl. I know you a little too tame. I'll be shooting that shot like 2K, girl. I know. Tell him I'm next. Tell him you find a little something too fresh. I know. Tell him I'm next. Tell him you find a little something too fresh. I know. Put a little gold in the teeth and it fit good. So I took the doors out the deep. Okay. I see a brother holding your seat. No beef. But I'm trying to get the take my talking to your own. I can keep it chill like the Soviet blunt. I'ma keep it real when your man long gone. If you're looking for a friend, then you got the wrong song. Baby girl, what's good? What's with you? If you book tonight, that's fiction. I'm outside, no pictures. You want me? Go figure. To the back, to the front. You a 10, baby girl, but I'm the one. Hey, to the back, to the front. You a 10, baby girl, but I'm the one. You my little boo thing. So I'll give a hoot what you do say, girl. I know. Shot like 2K, girl, I know. Tell him I'm next. Tell him you find a little something too fresh, I know. Tell him I'm next. Tell him you find a little something too fresh, I know. Hey. Girl, you got me. I'm saying, it's like, oh, oh, you got the best of mine. Oh, oh, you got the best of mine. Oh, oh, you got the best of mine. So I don't give a hoot what you do say, girl, I know. You a little too tame. I'll be shooting that shot like 2K, girl, I know. Tell him I'm next. Tell him you find a little something too fresh, I know. Tell him I'm next. Tell him you find a little something.
Paul Russell, Little Boo Thang, here on Kiss with Chris Page and Amy Gerard in the morning. Hope you are having a great Sunday. Whatever you're doing, out with the kids, or maybe you're just heading to church. It's the Lord's Day. It's the Sabbath.
It is. My mum would be coming home from church.
Yeah.
She is very religious. So is my grandma.
Not your dad, though.
My dad He goes with my mum. It's funny, when you go to church with my mum and dad, my dad is the one who actually gets visibly emotional. He gets really, like, caught up in the song and the prayer. And but you know what? Speaking of churches, I actually have a girlfriend who I haven't been in contact with for quite some time. Obviously, with social media, you don't really need to be touching base all the time via phone calls now.
You just see someone and go, oh, yeah, they're still alive.
Yeah, but good, she kind them. Of went to ground and disappeared for about 9 months. And it was only last week that she appeared back on my feed, and it was one post after another with the captions, Jesus saves. Mm. And you know where they do this thing where they're in the ocean and they kind of, she falls back and they, I'm assuming it's like an adult baptism.
Yeah.
Right? So, but she gets fully dunked underwater. And then
like
she's
a cleansing.
A, I actually don't know what it's
sins,
all about.
I imagine, yeah.
But I would love to know what went on, or like where, what has happened for her to get to the Jesus saves era. I mean, don't get me wrong. This is not a disrespectful chat or anything.
I love God.
I love God.
Because God, like, I mean, if you look at, you can, some people are more into it than others, but it basically what the Bible says, isn't it? Like, don't kill people. Don't sleep around on your wife. Be nice
cheat.
To your neighbor.
It's basically it's just right. encouraging you to be a good person.
Well, look, Western civilization is basically based on Christianity.
And
like
and
our laws and stuff.
Having morals and
yeah.
respect for thy neighbor.
Yeah. Just don't be a you know, like it's just like it's, that's more or less. Can we bleep that?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. That's that the Bible in one sentence could be yeah. summarized. Don't. Be
don't
that.
Be an a-hole.
Yeah.
That's pretty much what it is. But I would love to know what the adult baptizing is all about, right?
I had a mate who was more a mate of a mate, but he was in our group of mates. He yeah. disappeared suddenly and became a Scientologist.
What?
Mm.
What do they do?
I don't know. Tom Cruise and
well,
John
Tom
Travolta
Cruise.
Are the
when
big
I
ones.
Think of Scientology, I just think of Tom Cruise.
Yeah.
Jumping on Oprah's couch.
They have the personality tests and everything like that. That's an odd one. It's, I'm not going to put Scientology and Christianity in the same sentence there because I think, yeah.
Is Scientology even a religion?
Oh, I don't know.
Who knows, right?
Look, I'll offend someone if I say that's a weird one. Christianity, good on her, because obviously something's happened where she was, her life was going down a path that she went, no, this isn't right. And she's done a total 180 and a fresh start.
I am all for going to church and I really love the whole meaning and the messaging behind it. The only thing that I don't agree on is when they're quite forceful
yeah.
and they're kind of like, you know, when they come knocking on their door, they're Jehovah's Witness.
Jehovah's Witness. Look, but every religion's got that. Like every religion has that like percentage of people who, you know, ram it down your throat and,
yeah.
and every religion has the things that people you know, attached to and go, oh, that's weird or...
Like the Catholic priests.
Well, yeah, that. But, I mean, if you look at Judaism, Islam and everything, they've all got little things that if you wanted to really focus on one thing, you go, oh, maybe that's not great. But, yeah.
On a whole, overall, though, on a yeah. whole, the whole Christian... Well, Christianity's the umbrella, right?
And don't be an a-hole. I sort of had a religious...
Upbringing.
For me, well... drinking for like yeah. 10 years, like the amount I drank.
I'm surprised you
didn't. Could call that like a religion. Like it was a daily practice. It was killing me.
Yeah.
And I stopped it. And now I don't do it at all. Pretty
Did
extreme
Jesus
life change. I wouldn't say Jesus saved me, but you go, God, it's not far off a sort God. Of religious experience. It's that big. It's like
yeah,
a whole
okay.
spiritual change, you know, man.
Yeah. Is it, are you yeah. talking about rehab?
Well, yeah, rehab was like my church. That was where they go, hey, mate, you're going to die soon. You know, maybe
you
stop it. Maybe
change.
Maybe go find God, all right? Chris Page and Amy Gerard in the morning on KISS.
Every morning on the Kyle and Jackie O Show, you can wake up and win.
I just want to wake up.
$10,000.
With Kyle and Jackie O's pop quiz.
Ellie, you're playing the pop quiz. 10 questions. Every question you get right, you get $100. You get all 10 right, you win the big one.
For 10 grand, Adam Sandler and Jack Nicholson co-starred in which 2003 film?
Anger Management.
You got it.
She's done it.
$10,000.
Win 10K every morning at 7:30 with Kyle and Jackie O's $10,000 pop quiz.
Exclusive to Kiss 101.1.
The Chase Mega Money Spinner. Come in for the spin. The Chase, 5 p.m. weeknights on 7 and 7 Plus.
Bunnings can help you have a ripper long weekend with their wide range of outdoor living and entertaining. Get your own home ground advantage with Bunnings.
With so many holiday homes on Booking.com, there are so many Tina Fey's I could be. Surfing Tina at a beach villa. Is that a shark? Or channel surfing Tina in an apartment. Ooh, a shark show. Book whoever you want to be. Booking.com, booking.yeah.
Hey, Ben, are you sure it's a good time to build a new house?
Yep, absolutely. Henley's house prices are amazing, and we're saving a further $40,000 on luxury upgrades, our facade, flooring, and a battery.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah, it's the Henley Big Sale. Wait, where are you going?
To get Chloe and visit Henley.
The Henley Big Sale. Save up to $40,000 on luxury upgrades, flooring, facades, or a battery for any new home built. Henley Homes, backed by a $7 billion parent.
Britt here. It's time to take a closer look at Peugeot with new driveway offers. Get behind the wheel of a new Peugeot 2008 Allure, a compact SUV from just $39,990 driveway. Renowned for its premium features and agility, the Peugeot 2008 redefines the game with advanced driver assistance technologies and an innovative interior. But hurry, this offer is only for a limited time and while stocks last. Visit Peugeot.com.au. Terms and conditions apply.
With the American Express Platinum Card, you could get used to this.
Hey, you have to see this view.
Elevate your next trip with $450 to spend on travel each year. Search Amex Platinum today. See website for details. Exclusions, T's and C's apply.
Can you hear that? That's the sound of truckloads of new entertainment being delivered on Foxtel. There's the BritBox app. A bunch of new channels and all new seasons of your favourite Foxtel originals. And speaking of fast deliveries, an epic summer of cricket is just around the corner. Foxtel, all in one place.
Okay, you've blown over 0.05, so I'm going to need you to step out of the car.
But I didn't drink that much, and I ate a big meal.
Stop kidding yourself. If you drink, don't drive.
I can't lose my license.
A message from the TAC.
Does biting into an ice cream make your teeth feel sensitive?
Sensodyne Repair and Protect Toothpaste provides lasting sensitivity relief with twice daily brushing. Always follow the directions for use.
Bunnings can help you have a ripper long weekend with their wide range of outdoor living and entertaining. Get your own home ground advantage with Bunnings.
I just wish you'd show me more care.
Well, I'm sorry, I can't offer you a tyre care plan with a 12-month road hazard warranty and free puncture repairs. You knew that when you married me.
Get the care you deserve at My Car Tyre and Auto. People first. T's and C's apply.
The Target Big Brand Toy Sale is now on. Get 20% off toys from their favourites like Lego, Barbie, Hot Wheels and more. Hurry, the Target Big Brand Toy Sale ends October 9. T's and C's apply. See online and in-store for details.
The Good Life Health Club sale is on now and it just got better. Join today with $0 joining fee, 4 weeks free and 20% off your first 10 weeks. But time's running out. Don't wait. See goodlife.com.au for all the details. T's and C's apply.
Stay on top of your game with fast, non-drowsy 24-hour allergy action. Get Telfast 180mg 100 value pack for a great price every day at Chemist Warehouse. Always read the label and follow the directions for use. Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
Mimosa Homes V Collection is redefining what's possible on a budget. With V Collection Homes starting from $212,200 and now includes free site costs. Discover full turnkey options ready to move in, including driveway, landscaping, fencing and more. Build your own personalised quote online. Visit mimosahomes.com.au. Mimosa Homes V Collection, where quality is made affordable. T's and C's apply. V Collection Homes only. Mimosa.
Hi, comedy star Jason Alexander here. You know, I've been flown to Australia to tell you, you can get almost anything on Uber Eats, like chook? How do you say that? Snags? Mozzie spray and Chewy. Okay, what is this like? What is this a joke? Sangha? Okay, you know what? I'm not doing this anymore.
Get almost anything on Uber Eats.
Bunnings can help you have a ripper long weekend with their wide range of outdoor living and entertaining. Get your own home ground advantage with Bunnings.
Vittoria Instant Coffee, now available in 400 grams, only at Coles.